I am the body of Christ. The enemy has no power over me, for I overcome evil with good. I am of God, and have overcome the wicked one, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your words, your spirit, they comfort me. I am far from oppression. Fear does not come near me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord. And everything I do will prosper, for I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I am delivered from the evil of this present world, for it is the will of God concerning me. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For the Lord has given his angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways, and in my pathway is life, and there is no death. I am a doer of the word of God, and I am blessed in my deeds. I am happy in those things which I do, because I am a doer of the word of God. I take the shield of faith, and I quench every fiery dart that the wicked one brings against me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon this body. Every disease, germ, and every virus that touches this body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. And every organ, every tissue of my body functions in the perfection which God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction in this body in the name of Jesus. I'm an overcomer. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I am submitted to God, and the devil flees from me because I resist him in Jesus' name.
The word of God is forever settled in heaven. Therefore, I establish your word, Lord, upon the earth. Great is the peace of my children. They are taught of the Lord. I do not desire to eat so much that I become overweight. I present my body to God, for my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost who dwells within me. I am not my own. I am bought with a price. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to overeat. Body, you settle down in the name of Jesus and conform to the word of God. I mortify the desires of this body, and I command it to come into line with the word of God. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. For poverty, you have given me wealth. For sickness, you have given me health. For death, you have given me eternal life. It is true unto me according to the word of God. I delight myself in the Lord, and you give me the desires of my heart. I have given, and it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, you give into my bosom. What measure I meet is measured back to me, and I sow bountifully, and therefore I reap bountifully. I give cheerfully, and my God has made all grace abound toward me. Having all sufficiency in all things, I do abound to every good work. There is no lack. My God supplieth all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want, because Jesus was made poor, that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. He came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. And I, having received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, do reign as a king in life by Christ Jesus. The Lord hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, and Abraham's blessings are mine. The Spirit of truth abides in me and teaches me all things and guides me into all truth. Therefore I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against, for I have the wisdom of God. I trust in the Lord with all of my heart. I lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge him, and he directs my path. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom. I do follow the good shepherd. I know his voice. The voice of a stranger I will not follow. Jesus has made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Therefore I confess I have the wisdom of God, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am a new creation in Christ. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Therefore I have the mind of Christ, and the wisdom of God is formed within me. I put off the old man, and put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him who created me. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened. I am not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of my mind. My mind is renewed by the word of God. I am increasing in the knowledge of God. I am strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. I am delivered from the authority of darkness, and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. I am born of God, and I have world-overcoming faith residing on the inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. The peace of God which passes all understanding keeps my heart and mind through Christ Jesus, and things which are good, pure, perfect, lovely, and of good report, I think on these things. I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. I grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby I am sealed to the day of redemption. I speak the truth of God's word in love. I grow up into the Lord Jesus in all things, and no man will take me out of his hand, for I have eternal life. I let the peace of God rule in my heart, and I refuse to worry about anything.
I will not let the word of God depart from before my eyes, for it is life to me, for I have found it, and it is health and healing to all my flesh. God is on my side. God is in me now. And who could be against me or prevail against me? He's given unto me all things that pertain to life and godliness. Therefore, I'm a partaker of the divine nature. I'm a believer, and these signs follow me. In the name of Jesus, I cast out demons. I speak with new tongues. I lay hands on the sick, and they recover. Jesus, you gave me authority to use your name, and that which I bind on earth is bound in heaven. That which I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. I bind and cast down spiritual wickedness in high places and render them harmless, ineffective against me, against my finances, against my ministry, in the name of Jesus. I am complete in Jesus, who is the head of all principality and power. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God has ordained that I should walk therein. Jesus is Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over my life. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. I am free from unforgiveness and strife. I forgive others as Christ has forgiven me.
The love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive to God. By his stripes, I am healed and made whole. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain, for God sent his word and healed me. Father, because of your word, I'm an overcomer. I've overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. You have given me abundant life. I receive that life through your word. It flows to every organ of my body, bringing healing and health. Heavenly Father, I attend to your word. I incline my ears to your sayings. I'll not let them depart from my eyes. I'll keep them in the midst of my heart for their life and healing to all my flesh. As God was with Moses, so is he with me. My eyes are not dim, neither is my natural force abated. Blessed are my eyes, for they see, and my ears, for they hear. No evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways, and in my pathway there is life, healing, and health. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Therefore I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being.
I am redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3, 13 and 14 is flowing in my bloodstream. It flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health. The life of 1 Peter 2:24 is a reality of my flesh, restoring every cell of my body. I present my body to God, for my body is the temple of the living God. God dwells in me, and his life permeates my spirit, soul, and body, so that I'm filled with the fullness of God daily. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I make a demand on my body to release right chemicals so my body will be in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health. Heavenly Father, through your word, you have imparted life to me. That life restores my body with every breath I breathe and every word I speak in faith. That which God has not planted is dissolved and rooted out of my body in the name of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24 is engrafted into every fiber of my being, and I am alive with the life of God. Jesus bore the curse for me. Therefore, I forbid growths and tumors to inhabit my body. The life of God within me dissolves all growths and tumors. My strength and health is restored. Growths and tumors have no right in my body. They're a thing of the past. I'm delivered from the authority of darkness. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection to which God created it to function, and I forbid any malfunction in my body in Jesus' name. Father, your word has become part of me, and it's flowing in my bloodstream. It flows to every cell of my body, restoring and transforming my body. Your word has become flesh, for you sent your word and healed me. Your word is manifest in my body, causing growths to disappear. Arthritis is a thing of the past. I make a demand on my bones and joints to function properly in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, as I give voice to your word, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Your life is energizing every cell of my body. Arthritis, you must go. Sickness, you must flee. Tumors, you can't exist in me. For the Spirit of God is upon me, and the word of God is within me. Sickness, fear, and oppression have no power over me, for God's word is my confession. Thank you, Father, that I have a strong heart. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health abundantly. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. The life of God flows within my blood and cleanses my arteries of all matter that does not pertain to life. My heartbeat is normal. My heart beats with the rhythm of life, carrying the life of God throughout my body and restoring life and health abundantly.
Every heartbeat floods my body with life and cleanses me of disease and pain. I command my blood cells to destroy every disease, germ, and virus that may try to inhabit my body. I command every cell of my body to be normal in Jesus' name. Every cell that does not promote life and health in my body is cut off from its life source. My immune system does not allow tumors or growths to live in my body in Jesus' name. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. The Spirit of life in God's word flows within me, cleansing my blood of every disease and impurity. In the name of Jesus, my arteries will not shrink or become clogged. Arteries, you are clean, elastic, and function as God created you to function. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, I will not allow sin, sickness, or death to lord it over me. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, permeating his life in my veins and sending healing throughout my body. In Jesus' name, I forbid my body to be deceived in any manner. Body, you will not be deceived by any disease, germ, or virus. Neither will you work against life or health in any way. Every cell of my body supports life and health. Every cell of my body supports life and health, and I speak to my immune system. My immune system grows stronger day by day. I forbid confusion in my immune system, for the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and quickens my immune system with the life and the wisdom of God, which guides the life and health of my body. I speak to the bones and joints of my body. I call you normal in Jesus' name. My bones and joints will not respond to any disease, for the Spirit of life of 1 Peter 2:24 permeates every bone and joint in my body with life and health. Heavenly Father, I make a demand of my bones to produce perfect marrow. I make a demand of my marrow to produce pure blood that will ward off sickness and disease. My bones refuse any offense of the curse. I make a demand on my joints to function perfectly. There will be no pain or swelling in my joints. My joints refuse to allow anything that would hurt or destroy their normal function. Body, I speak words of faith to you. I demand.
Father, I resist the enemy in every form that he comes against me. I require my body to be strong and healthy, and I enforce it with your word. I reject the curse and I enforce life in this body. Therefore, I will not die, but live and declare the works of God. You have forgiven all my iniquities. You have healed all my diseases. You have redeemed my life from destruction. You have satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed as the eagles. Lord, you have blessed my food and water. You've taken sickness away from me. Therefore, I fulfill the number of my days in health, and I'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall I ever be with the Lord. In the name of Jesus, on the authority of his holy word, I call debts paid in full. Debt, I speak to you in Jesus' name. Be gone, dematerialize, cease to exist. I now declare that all my debts, mortgages, and notes are paid in full, canceled, or dissolved. Jesus said, whatsoever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, I loose the finances that are owed to me. I call this money in so that these accounts are paid in full in Jesus' name. Matthew 18:18. God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ. I have more than enough to pay my bills on time, be paid in full. Philippians 4:19. Listen to me. I'm talking to you, current properties. Jesus said that you would obey me. You're going to be a blessing to someone, and I call you sold in Jesus' name. I now call the property that fits my needs and desires and that will be a blessing to me. I call you to me now in Jesus Christ. I declare that God's highest and best is done in this matter and that angels are now working on my behalf. Romans 4:17. God, your word says that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven and whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And therefore, on the authority of your word, I bind every force that sets itself against my financial prosperity. I hereby declare all curses against me null and void and harmless. I'm redeemed from the curse of poverty. I am free from oppression. I now lose the abundance of God, and all that rightfully belongs to me now comes to me under grace in a perfect way.
I call those things that are not to increase my paycheck, to increase my business profits. Heavenly Father, I call for increase. As I honor you with the first fruits of my increase, I give thanks for my job and my business, and I bless my employer, my customers, and my clients. I now declare that our income is multiplied and increased. We are now richly rewarded for our work, both creatively and financially. I call for abundance as I have honored the Lord with my capital and sufficiency. My storage places, investments, and bank accounts are filled with plenty. My presses burst forth with new wine. I am abundantly supplied. I now dissolve and put aside all negative limiting beliefs about where we will work, what kind of job is available to me, where my business is coming from. I open myself to all of God's possibilities. I call for a perfect, satisfying, well-paying income to manifest in my life. I'm always in the right place at the right time, for the Spirit of God directs my steps. I am filled with the knowledge of God's will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. His will is my prosperity. God delights in my prosperity. He gives me power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant upon the earth. I immediately respond in faith to the guidance of the Holy Spirit within me. I'm always in the right place at the right time because my steps are ordered of the Lord. God has given me all things that pertain unto life and godliness. I will be able to possess all that God has provided for me. God is the unfailing, unlimited source of my supply. My financial income now increases as the blessing of the Lord overtakes me. As I give, it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. I honor the Lord with my substance and the first fruits of my increase. My barns are filled with plenty, and my presses burst forth with new wine. I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth food in my season, and my leaf will not wither. Whatever I do will prosper. The grace of God even makes my mistakes to prosper. I'm blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed coming in and blessed going out. I'm blessed in the basket and blessed in the store. My bank accounts, investments, and health and relationships flourish. The blessings of the Lord overtake me in every area of my life. The blessings of the Lord make true riches and add no sorrow. My God makes all grace abound toward me in every favor and earthly blessing, so that I have all sufficiency of all things and abound to every good work. The Lord is open unto me as good treasure and bless the work of my hands. He has commanded the blessing upon me in my storehouses and all that I undertake. I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart. The Lord rebukes the devourer for my sake, and no weapon formed against my finances will prosper. All obstacles and hindrances to my financial prosperity are now dissolved. My mind is renewed by the word of God. Therefore, I forbid thoughts of failure or defeat to inhabit my mind. I'm delivered from the power and authority of darkness. I cast down reasoning and imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. I bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of God's word. I'm filled with the wisdom of God, and I'm led to make wise and prosperous financial decisions. The Spirit of God guides me into all truth regarding my financial affairs. The Lord causes my thoughts to become agreeable to His will, so my plans are established and succeed. There is no lack, for my God supplies all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want, for Jesus came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Having received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, I do reign as a king in life by Christ Jesus. The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of His servants, and Abraham's blessings are mine.